And he was born for one reason only, to provide it. But in order to save us, he had to be one of us. Only a man could pay the penalty for our sin, but only God would be free from sin and be able to bear up under the unmitigated wrath of God. He had to be God and yet man, one of us, and he was. At the naming ceremony, Jesus the Jew was circumcised. Circumcision is a covenant seal, a sign made in the body of male infants, which was commanded by God and marked them as members of the community God had made promises to. It was a painful and bloody sacrament that symbolized the excision or cutting away of, in Louis Burkhoff's words, the guilt and pollution of sin, and obliging the people to let the grace of God penetrate their entire life. Doesn't it seem wrong for the baby Jesus to be marked like that? If the point of circumcision was the symbolic cutting away of the guilt and pollution of sin, why did Jesus, the holy child, Luke chapter 1, verse 35, have to suffer it? He had no guilt, no original sin that needed to be removed. His body was, in the words of Charles Hodge, formed as was the body of Adam by the immediate agency of God, uncontaminated and without spot or blemish. Though he was one in a line of sinners, the normal genealogy, this sinner begat that sinner, Matthew chapter 1 verses 1 to 16, Luke chapter 3 verses 23 through 38, was interrupted in his conception and birth. Yes, Mary was a sinner, but she was also a virgin, and that's important because we sinners need a completely new sort of person to bring us salvation. None of us, no matter how sweet our little children might seem to us, ever gives birth to anything other than sinners. We are condemned to produce after our own kind. How hopeless our plight! But Jesus' conception breaks into this deadly heritage. He was unique. He had no earthly father from whom he would inherit guilt and a corrupt moral nature. The previously unbroken line of sinners giving birth to sinners was gloriously interrupted in Christ. God, not Joseph, was his father. He was unique in all of history, and yet, glorious truth, he was also wholly one of us, and his life would mark the beginning of a completely new race of men and women. A new race of man had broken in that would produce children after its own kind. Jesus had to go through everything we go through in order to be our Savior, to be one of us. Even as an infant, in his circumcision, he had to bleed for sins he would never commit. He didn't need this mark of covenant grace in his flesh.